The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Music, movies and more. On Radio 2.
So time for your three big showbiz stories today, all about bands.
Three.
And we'll start off with a rock band, The Killers. They had to cut short a gig last night after lead singer Brandon Flowers lost his voice. How bad's this? He only managed 5 songs when he performed last night in Manchester in the UK before telling fans he couldn't continue. Tonight's show at the same venue has been cancelled. New dates are being organised. Can you imagine how gutted you'd be?
Two.
Another band now, pop band, and One Direction really are the band of the moment, aren't they? They announced they're going to star in their own 3D movie. The boy band went on NBC's morning show in America to confirm that their much-rumoured 3D concert film will debut in August 2013. It's going to be directed by the guy that made Super Size Me, Morgan Spurlock. It's going to be released August 30th, 2013. I know a lot of people will be very excited about that, including, sadly, my boyfriend.
One.
And finally, get your tambourines out, people, and get ready to shake them. The Stone Roses are coming to Dubai. Now, the full lineup: Ian Brown, John Squire, Manny and Rennie play Dubai's Media City Amphitheatre on February 21st, organised by Dunn Events. Now, the British alternative rock band formed back in the 80s. They reformed just over a year ago, and when they announced they were going to be doing a gig in their hometown of Manchester in England, 220,000 tickets sold in 68 minutes. The fastest selling rock concert in UK history. Tickets to see them in the UAE go on sale on Sunday.
The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Log on to boulevarddubai.com. Music, movies and more. The Lowdown on Radio 2.